Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Receiving the coronavirus vaccine at your GP surgery is possible from today. General practitioners are authorised to administer doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Patients between 50 and 64 can book an appointment. A new study has confirmed that the Pfizer vaccine is 94% effective. The data has emerged from Israel, which has already widely vaccinated its population. Until now, the efficacy of the vaccine had been proven by clinical trials, but not in real life. The data shows consistent relative efficacy for all age groups, including people over 70. Meanwhile, the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise in France. More than 31,000 new cases have been reported in the past 24 hours, a first since mid-November. There are 10 departments in which the situation is especially worrying, according to the government spokesperson. The departments of Dunkirk and Alpes-Maritimes will be locked down for the next 2 weekends at least. Jean Castex is giving a press conference on the matter at 6 p.m. A vast network of scams claiming the government's partial unemployment benefits during coronavirus has been foiled. Four people have been arrested near to Saint-Étienne in Isère and Bouches-du-Rhône. 8 phantom companies were set up to receive the payments, with damages estimated at nearly 2.5 million euros. The Minister of Sport has said that there should be an investigation into France's first 15 rugby team after a recent outbreak of coronavirus cases. Roxana Maricino said the French Rugby Federation should investigate after cases were reported among players and management. Coach Fabien Galthié is accused of having broken the health bubble. Saturday's match with Scotland is upheld. Players will be tested every day in the run-up to the match. The Olympic torch will begin its journey across Japan in a month's time to pave the way to this summer's game. As is tradition, the flame is carried across the host country before arriving for the start of the games. On March 25th, the relay will begin in Fukushima. The torchbearers are permitted to run without masks, but roadside, the crowds will have to remain silent. The torch will arrive on July 23rd to light the cauldron and get the games underway. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.